It's all about a marketing strategy, and it's not for me to tell them how to do marketing. But you know, I think the Wild Atlantic Way has been a huge success. You know, we want Tourism Ireland to shine a spotlight in terms of their funding up here. We want the government to shine a spotlight in terms of funding of infrastructure up here. I'd love to see Donegal Airport opening up more internationally. You know, certainly from London, it would be great to have a regular service in and out of London, in particular with the huge population that
they
have there.
And that requires someone having a go, doesn't it? Like, build it and they'll come almost. You know, you need to sort of put it on and see where it goes.
Yeah, I really do think, certainly we have it, when you talk about build it, we have that in Donegal now. If you look at the upgrades in the golf courses alone over the last 5 or 10 years, and you've seen it, you know, you've the world's greatest architect at the moment, Gil Hans, who's done work all over the world and is regarded as a premier golf designer in the world, architect in the world, who comes at a huge expense, has just done a golf course up in Narrenport New. You know, you've got the St. Patrick's Links here again, Tom Doak, well recognized in America, huge name, huge reputation. Again, a new product that he's put on online here with the Caseys at Rosslapenna, and then the upgrades to all the other golf courses that are gone on around the county as well. And you know, certainly that's the lens that I'm looking through is golf, because I've seen how it works down the southwest, I've seen how popular it's been, and I've seen how much money has been brought into the local community from people coming to stay and eat and drink and have the crack and bring their families with them.